This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Chinese state media says the scheduled call between President Xi and President Trump is taking place right now. One issue expected to be the future of TikTok. President Trump said Thursday,
"We're pretty close to a deal. We may do an extension with China, but it's an extension based on the same terms that we have right now, which are pretty good terms."
I was in the UK, and on his way back to the US, the president told reporters that broadcasters that criticize him should lose their licenses. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel will vote today on any changes to hepatitis B vaccine schedules. That's a day after Robert Kennedy Jr.'s handpicked panel changed the recommendation for the measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox shot to split into two doses and not be given to children under four. Today, the House and Senate expected to vote on short-term government funding measures, but Republicans and Democrats each have issues with different aspects of the plans. That means an October 1st government shutdown is possible. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. Authorities in the Wisconsin Dells are investigating a death that happened near the Wisconsin River Wednesday night. According to the Wisconsin Dells Police Department, the Kilbourne Fire Department was called to the 29th block of Broadway Avenue at 11:47 Wednesday evening for a report of a person falling into the Wisconsin River. Nearly an hour and a half later, the Kilbourne Fire Department spotted and recovered the man's body. Police said they do not suspect it was caused by foul play, although they were still investigating the death. State Republicans have introduced a proposed bill aimed at upholding First Amendment protections on universities of Wisconsin campuses. The legislation would prohibit the university system from restricting legal speech that does not substantially disrupt the functioning of the university. It also states that universities must conduct surveys on academic freedoms and perceived political bias. If passed into law, universities that do not adhere to the legislation would be required to include a disclaimer on all admissions notices for the following 4 years. A Milwaukee police officer shot and injured a man late Wednesday night. A statement says it happened after a traffic stop led to a foot chase on West Greenfield Avenue. Police say the 21-year-old suspect ran from the car, ignored commands to stop, and tried to grab a gun he had dropped. The officer then fired, hitting the man, who was taken to the hospital with injuries, not life-threatening. The officer, a 6-year veteran, is now on routine administrative leave.
A close call for Kraft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers were holding practice yesterday when suddenly Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury after an exam they don't believe it's going to be long-term. Now, the Packers play the Browns on Sunday. Can Luke Musgrave or John Fitzpatrick fill Kraft's spot at tight end? Offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich.
I like our room with the tight end room, so I think, you know, we'll be able to figure out the best path forward depending on what happens there with Tucker.
Badger football, Wisconsin against Maryland, 11 a.m. tomorrow in Madison. In their first Big Ten game of the year, is this where they can start to turn the program around? Quarterback Danny O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 2-1 right now. There's a lot of teams that are the same way. So just being able to, you know, go execute against Big Ten opponents. And yeah, like you said, everything that we want is still in front of us.
Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cards. Milwaukee's magic number now down to 4 after sweeping the Angels last night 5-2. Quinn Priester's 12th win in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms as well. They will become more likely as the day goes on. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely tonight. Low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 8:06. It's nice to have you back here up north on a Friday morning, September 19th, 2025. Parker Olson producing us down in Madison Studio A2. Meteorologist Brittany Merloa is standing by. So is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And so is our friend Kate Duffy from Motherhood for Good, talking about a big-time diaper drive that you can be a part of and maximize your contribution. All that is coming up. Before we go to Brittany, I do want to welcome in Dr. Lyerly and do so with a note from the text line from Jim in Brookfield. Good morning, Pat. I am now a member of the new knee club. Having had the replacement surgery on Wednesday, I am icing and rehabbing following Dr. Lyerly's advice. It's good to have a doctor in the Civic Media house. Again, from Jim in Brookfield.
Amazing. Congratulations, Jim. Hang in there. It hurts. It's hard. Give yourself grace.
Well, and especially if, the tough part here, like he says, I am rehabbing following Dr. Lyerly's advice. Do you know who didn't follow Dr. Lyerly's advice?
Do you see my crutches in the background?
What are your crutches doing back there? That would be our favorite uncompliant patient, Dr. Lyerly. But you're getting there slowly but surely. More slowly, yeah, because of things like you're joining us now live from St. Louis because you're at, what, a conference down there, right?
Yes, I'm at a conference for the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and we are learning about birth control and maternal mortality, how we can save more moms, and just coming together and, you know, teaching each other. And it's just great to be together, especially in this environment that is kind of, no, it's definitely anti-health. The general culture feels very anti-health. So to hang out with doctors and just, you know, recenter ourselves feels really good and important.
Exactly. All right. Well, we'll hear more about that, but we're going to visit with Kate Duffy in a sec. First, we got to get the Free Ticket Friday keyword out there and Brittany's forecast. So for Free Ticket Friday, this is the last one. So if you want to go see the Brewers versus Cincinnati next Friday, 7:15, get on that Civic Media app and text us the keyword blue, like the color, B-L-U-E, before 9 a.m. Then there will be more keywords throughout the day, more chances to enter. One of those entries statewide will be drawn and win those tickets to next Friday's game. So again, blue before 9 o'clock. All right, now let's get to Brittany with a forecast for the weekend that is just splotchy. It's just going to be a splotchy looking radar all weekend long. You might get rain, you might not. And if you want a pinpoint forecast, Brittany says, you know, tough beans.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's not going to happen. We're trying our best, but this system is big. It's going to be slow moving across the state. It is going to take up today, tomorrow, into Sunday. And another one wants to quickly sneak by on Monday and into Tuesday as well. So we have a wet next few days. Do not forget the umbrella. or maybe toss the raincoat nearby. You're going to want it because these are going to be on and off and then really ramping up at times where they do have the potential to drop some decent to heavy rainfall. Widespread, I'm thinking, expect a half an inch widespread. But a lot of these thunderstorms could put down an inch, so you could total up near 2 inches by the time this weekend is said and done, maybe more in places. And then, like, that heavy rain, like I said, into early next week isn't going to help either. So this system is moving in. We've got two fronts sandwiching us in the state right now. More spotty showers south, more moderate rainfall, maybe some rumbles of thunder up north. Temperatures are about 55 degrees to nearly 70 across the state. And we're going to continue to see numerous showers through this afternoon. Some thunder, too, especially as we go into this evening and overnight. So we're going to get a little bit of a harder hit. Maybe a break tomorrow morning, but more showers spark in the afternoon and more storms, especially east all across the state. Those tomorrow afternoon and evening. And then Sunday might be the driest day. Maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed. Okay. But then the heavier rain moves in again Sunday night and into Monday. Also, beach hazard statement, Lake Michigan shores and in Douglas County, those waves are high. And those temperatures in the mid-60s up north to about 80 degrees for highs today. Tomorrow, mid-60s still up north, mid-70s down south. We're going to do the same thing on Sunday. And then we kind of flip-flop Monday with that rain trying to really hit the southeastern parts of the state pretty heavy. I think south, you're only going to be about in the mid-60s. And then Monday north, about 70. So cooler, wet and windy.
All righty. Brittany, thank you so much. Hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Let's bring in our friend Kate Duffy from Motherhood for Good and talk about the big give back as part of the Milwaukee Diaper Mission. Kate, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? I'm glad I was here for that segment. I just texted my husband to grab the raincoat for Charlie.
Yeah, see, I would love to go to Oktoberfest in Chippewa Falls this weekend, but clearly I don't want the dance floor to get wet, but we'll see how that shakes out. This is normally where I promote the newsletter. You can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. So hit subscribe in the top banner. But I'll tell you, the newsletter this morning is all about the exact same thing that Kate's going to tell us about, the Milwaukee Diaper Mission and the big give back. And so, Kate, tell us what you and your Motherhood for Good friends are up to with the Milwaukee Diaper Mission.
Yeah, so we are raising money right now for Milwaukee Diaper Mission and for their annual big fundraiser called the Big Give Back, and it runs through this Sunday. And so there's a few days left to get your donations in, and there's lots of upsides to doing that. So basically, the Milwaukee Diaper Mission formed 5 years ago by Megan Johnson when she was learning about everybody struggling with the cost of diapers and what happens when you can't afford diapers, and the fact that Milwaukee didn't have a diaper basic needs bank. There are some throughout the state, but there wasn't one in this area. So she started Milwaukee Diaper Mission, and they collect donations and diapers and work with many community partners like community centers and food banks to distribute them so that anybody on the ground in the communities who needs diapers can get them. Because as we know, parents, especially parents of babies, have so many things to be concerned about. Being able to afford diapers should not be one of them because they're very, very expensive. Most families, it costs about $100 a month. And you know, if you're going through a tough time, you can't use SNAP or WIC to buy them. So it really is a need that's being filled here. And so this is my second year fundraising with them, with my own fundraising page in the Motherhood for Good community. So we're looking to get as many donations their way as we can.
And Kristen, you've talked to and worked with enough new moms or moms to be that, yeah, people are familiar with things like you know, food assistance and food banks, but there are all these other basic necessities, diapers high on that list that people sometimes have trouble affording as well.
Oh, Pat, I have 4 sons. I've been there. And it is crazy that you can't use SNAP or WIC to buy diapers. What are you going to do without diapers? Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, come on. So friends, please follow Kate, MilwaukeeDiaperMission.org. Please pitch in. These are families in need, and these are absolutely basic, essential, necessary items.
And there's also a matching element?
Yeah, so Nuna is like a baby company. They make car seats and all different types of things. They have been a great partner for Milwaukee Diaper Mission, and they are matching every dollar. So their full goal is $50,000, which if they, Nuna's going to match every dollar. So everything you donate, consider it doubled. And then if you donate now through Sunday, everybody gets entered to win a signed Giannis jersey, which we love. And then if you donate through the Motherhood for Good specific link, which you can find at, on Instagram at Motherhood for Good, if you put the link in bio, you can be entered to win merchandise from our shop. But no matter where you donate, if you find it, that is amazing. The other thing is they also have drop spots around the city of Milwaukee. Obviously, if you're not in Milwaukee, that wouldn't work. But by donating money, it actually allows them to buy in bulk. So they actually can get even more for the donations that they get.
From YouTube, Tony up in Ashland. First off, very happy to see Kate and Kristen together on the air here with us again. And also says diapers are expensive. He's got a new little tiny human there himself. And says they try to use cloth diapers, but need the disposable ones for daycare. It's something where everybody has a need.
Well, and Milwaukee Diaper Mission also has a cloth program because they feel it's important to have dignity and have people have that choice if that's what they want to use. But the daycare thing is that's important too. Our newer daycare, I do have to drop diapers off. And if some people can't afford them, they actually can't even bring their kids to daycare and then they miss out on work. So it's a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how fun it is that Giannis and Mariah, his wife, are engaged with this organization and have really helped out over the years? I think that really speaks to how important this is and just how dedicated they are to building community.
They're amazing. I mean, they do mm-hmm. so much for the state of Wisconsin and always give back. And yeah, Mariah has been, well, both of them have been involved in this since the beginning. They have actually, you know, I think they have four kids now, right? And I think with the last few, they've actually had, like, instead of a baby shower, they have like a public diaper fund baby shower. And so it's amazing that they've been using their platform to highlight this.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. And again, MilwaukeeDiaperMission.org or head to Motherhood for Good on Instagram. And if you get over to Motherhood for Good, the one observation you'll make that I'm going to make to Kate Duffy here is, girl, you're on fire. I mean, the videos, they just come fast and furious, and they are such plain English explainers of all the issues that are going on. And so allow me to ask the question that you don't have an answer for. Where'd you find time to do all this?
Well, I quit my job, you know, so I do have time. And now my kids are back in school and daycare. So I have, if anybody's like, how does she do all that? That's how I do it. That's what I do during the day.
Okay.
And so, you know, and I will say, there's no shortage of content. There is a little bit going on, Pat. Mm-hmm. So there's lots to talk about.
Oh, there is. I mean, from the breakdown of, you know, how schools are funded in the state to some of the national issues as well. So you've got that outlet at Motherhood for Good. Kristen, of course, you're making your own videos, you know, Fast and Furious. And there's also this show that you find some time to do on the weekends, right?
Yeah, the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. We're doing a spicy one this weekend, too. We're switching it up a little bit.
All right.
It is spicy. We're talking about the Charlie Kirk assassination, and we're getting the perspective of some former Republicans and some folks who were not necessarily familiar with Charlie Kirk before all of this. So it's community discussion, and it's what everybody's talking about these days. So tune in.
Yeah, you can hear the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. on WISS in Oshkosh Appleton. That's at 98.3 and 96.5 FM. And on Sundays in the Green Bay Area, Sundays 9 a.m. at WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM for the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Kate, go ahead, Kristen.
And wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcasts. Yes. Podcasts are extremely important too. And now, Kate, I know you've done like a couple of like either podcast episodes, you've done some interviews, you know, through Instagram as well. Is there any particular thing that people should be looking for with regularity, or just keep coming over to that Instagram feed for all the latest that you're working on?
Subscribe to the Substack. That's where it's sort of a newsletter, but also just like deeper dives into things, although I'm trying to get more consistency. And then, yes, I am thinking about, I think I'm going to bring the podcast back, which will also be available like on YouTube. And I'm going to try for once a week. I'm like always nervous about committing to things, but yes, looking for more regularity for you all and myself.
Okay. And that again is that's at motherhoodforgood.substack.com. Everybody's getting a Substack. Some use it better than others. I haven't put up anything there for a year, but I get
well,
the
you already have here. The you're already yeah. writing and doing this.
Right. I get the yap here, so I'm doing just fine. Kate, it's great to see you again. Thank you for all you do and for telling people about the Milwaukee Diaper Mission. And again, either MilwaukeeDiaperMission.org or go through Motherhood for Good and click on the links there. Great talking to you, Kate. Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks for having me. Have a good Friday.
You bet. And still ahead, we're going to be talking to Mike Clemens, talking about sports, the Packers going to Cleveland for the weekend, and the Brewers starting to wrap up the regular season. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on culturals and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports in Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Center girls volleyball team won 3-2 over River Valley last night. The match was a typical battle between the two schools, with large momentum swings all the way through the two-hour battle. For the Hornets, it was the team's third conference match in a row that went 5 sets, and this was the first one they were able to come out on top. Both teams are now 2-2 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Richland Center won the opener 25-19 before River Valley enjoyed a 25-15 win. The Hornets survived the third set with a 25-23 victory. The Blackhawks won the fourth 25-17, and the Hornets built a large lead in the third before holding on to a 15-10 win to take the match. Senior Danica Pauls helped lead the way with 3 kills and an ace in the fifth set to put the Hornets over the top. Sophomore Ella Clements had a key point to help the Hornets get the win. Sophomore Brooklyn Stokes helped River Valley with an impressive 7 kills in the third set, and junior Ella Myers set the tone with several key kills and a couple of impressive blocks in River Valley's wins. The Blackhawks won the JV1 match 2-1 in the early contest at the River Valley High School gym. Following Richland Center's 3-2 win, they will play in the Baraboo tournament this weekend before returning to conference play next week. River Valley has a tough week next week, playing Dodgeville and Platteville during its homecoming week. Elsewhere in volleyball from last night, it was Platteville getting the win by sweep over Dodgeville and Lancaster in 4 sets over Prairie du Chien. Kickapoo was a winner by sweep over Weston, and Lafarge Youth Initiative defeated Weston 3-2. Wazika Steuben, 3-2 over North Crawford. Highland took Potosi Cassville in 4-2. It was a win last night for River Ridge over Cassville in 3. Hillsborough swept Nisida. Waniwak Center a winner by sweep over Bangor. It was cashed in 3-0 over New Lisbon. Cambridge beat Wisconsin Heights 3-0. In boys soccer, River Valley was a winner, 2-1 over Dodge Point. Platteville Lancaster defeated Prairie du Chien 10-0. Columbus, 2-0 over Reedsburg. Wisconsin Dells beat Wautoma Wild Rose 11-0. And Baraboo was an 8-0 winner over Portage Poinette. There was a big event last night in Boscobel, the Greg Bell Memorial Night Meet for cross-country teams. Here's a look at some of the results. Monroe is the top team overall. Richland Center Ithaca ran to second place, very close second behind Monroe. And RCI was led by freshman Owen Dreyer, who again broke a school record with a time of 16:08. He was third in the meet. Clayton Lee was fourth with a time of 16:17. Ryan Stadler was 13th, and Robert Budden was 25th, Kiernan Culver 37th, Devin Woodhouse 65th, and Brayson Garcia Boland was 68th. Dodgeville Mineral Point was the third place team with a second place finish for Johnny Robinson, and Gabe Engel was 7th. Boscobel's Bodie Bright was their top runner, taking 9th, and the Bulldogs took 4th as a team. Kickapoo Lafarge was 9th. Landon Turgeson, their top runner, he finished 11th in the meet. Hillsborough was 12th as a team. Dominic Kirkpatrick was 15th. River Valley was the 18th place team. Nathan Hamilton, their top runner, he was 50th overall. Ramsey Amble was their next fastest runner, followed by Carl Fair, Alec Wagner, and Bennett Woodhouse. Riverdale was the 20th team overall. Wyatt Schramm was 87th at the meet. Clark Chilson, Kalen Williamson, Dylan Topper, Mark Wilkie, and Hunter Rowan ran for the Chieftains. Also, in girls' results, Monroe was the top area team. Also, it was Dodgeville Mineral Point taking 10th. Peyton Christopher was their top runner. She ran it in the 21st fastest time. Brianna Wasley was 52nd. River Valley's Molly Moss, their top runner. The Blackhawks took 12th overall. Aubrey Anlerker was 39th. Heidi Heglin, 84th. Reagan Sackett was 91st. Richland Center Ithaca girls were 13th. Pearl Fretz was 40th in the meet. Adeline Lawless, 74th. Ava Martin, 75th. And Lacey Albon, 95th. Kickapoo Lafarge was the 14th place team. Their fastest runner was Katie Rando, 60th overall. Kendall Andelsick and Kobe Andelsick ran 61st and 62nd at the meet. Riverdale was the 15th place team. Mallory Meese was 32nd. Melanie Williamson, 36th. Olivia Meese, 94th. And Millie Schneider, 97th among the many runners. Boscobel was 16th place as a team. Maddie Kinnett was 53rd. Aubrey Seep, 73rd. Nakia Stitzer, 85th. And Hannah Dilly was 90th at the Greg Bell Memorial Night Meet for cross-country runners. High school football this week. Richland Center is home against Platteville. It's a conference matchup for Coach Andrew Troxell and the team.
They've had a couple shootouts. You know, the Prairie shootout, that was down to the wire, right? And they were just lost that one going for two, you know, putting up 40 points. You know, the Lancaster game, I mean, you're talking a lot of points in that game, back-and-forth matchup. So, you know, you can look at that one of two ways, right? You can look at that as they're explosive offensively, or the defense just isn't showing up, you know, in either of those contests. So that's one thing that we're going to throw some stuff at them that they have not seen in the first 4 weeks of the season, hopefully to kind of slow down that momentum. And then offensively, you know, if you're going to allow that many points scored, we're going to take advantage of it where we can. So I think our offensive plan is solid, you know, and couple that with a defensive strategy, you know, it should hopefully take them out of their element of just being kind of a run and gun and kind of going forward here.
Well, the game on WRCO Radio tonight, Platteville at Lancaster. Elsewhere in the conference, River Valley at Lancaster. Here's the Blackhawks coach, Tyler McLean.
Prairie du Chien kind of told us we're not going to allow you to run the ball, so we were able to throw the ball a little bit more. That's still something we want to continue to improve. A lot of that does fall on the shoulders of our quarterback, Lucas Klein, who's been improving every week with that. And then even again, I got to mention the guys up front as well. You know, if that is trying to create lanes for the run game, then blocking their butts off when it comes time to throw the ball for the pass. Defensively, just the thing that we've been really focusing on the whole year is just tackling. I think each and every week we're improving and getting better about it. Sometimes our old habits come out and hurt the best of us. But at times, you know, we're still seeing a lot of improvement in that area, and we'll continue to improve that each and every week.
Coach Tyler McLean, River Valley is at Lancaster tonight for what should be an epic battle there. Lots of conference games. Ithaca is home against Cashton in the Scenic Bluffs Conference, one worth watching there. And Riverdale is home against River Ridge this evening. Pecatonica Argyle is at Boscobel. Also in the area for high school football this evening, there's 8-player games, including North Crawford playing Monticello. Waniwok Weston is battling Belmont as well. Highland and Kickapoo LaFarge meet in high school football. I'm Phil Nee. Thanks for joining us for Pat Kreitlow Mornings and an update on sports today. Enjoy the Brewers. They swept the Angels last night as well.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. Frank's Hill will be open to the public for observance of the autumnal equinox. Fall officially begins at 1:19 Monday afternoon, September 22nd. Everyone is invited to gather at the Effigy Mound site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire on the evening of Saturday, September 20th to bid farewell to summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise on the morning Saturday through Tuesday, September 20th through 23rd, or sunsets on those days as weather permits. The site also may be visited during the day anytime to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available at 6 Saturday evening prior to the sunset. Participants should arrive by 6:30 to view the sunset. The events are subject to suitable weather conditions. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. A new round of state grant funding could help meet demand for skilled drivers. Sean Maloney reports.
The Commercial Driver Training Grant Program, created by the Department of Workforce Development, aims to provide sustainable wages, help Wisconsinites obtain their commercial driver's license, and meet demand in one of the state's most in-demand fields. The program reimburses the cost of training students for a CDL up to $30,000. Democratic Governor Tony Evers provided $500,000 for the program as part of the 2025-27 biennial budget. More info on the program can be found on the DWD website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Newman's daughter, Nell, had some nice things to say about her father's bond with Robert Redford, who passed away earlier this week, saying what her dad loved about Redford was that he was a philanthropist, but he didn't seek a lot of attention for being a philanthropist. She also shared that Redford is the one who inspired Newman to become more charitable and more of an environmentalist. Paul Newman said years ago, Bob was ahead of the game. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen the documentary Long Shot on Netflix, check it out. It's only 45 minutes long and tells the story of a Los Angeles man, wrongfully accused of murder, who has trouble proving his alibi, which was being at a Dodger game. The story is heartfelt, but also makes one realize how easy it is for someone to be accused and how difficult it can be to prove your innocence. The best thing about the film is a certain TV star who comes to the man's aid. The film is riveting and a total feel-good. Check out Longshot on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms as well. They will become more likely as the day goes on. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely tonight. Low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Herman's. When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel as we go deep on what Charlie Kirk said, the GOP's response to his assassination, and what is hate speech. Really, don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Here we go, the final Free Ticket Friday for the Milwaukee Brewers regular season. Your chance to win 4 great club-level seats to see the Brewers play next Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in the final homestand of the regular season. It's a night game. You've got to be able to get and use tickets through your phone. You got to have that Civic Media app. Use the text feature. And before 9 o'clock this morning, text us the word blue, like the color, B-L-U-E, and you will be in the running. There will be more keywords throughout the day, more chances for you to enter. And then of all those statewide entries, one will be plucked out and will be winning 4 tickets to see the Brewers against Cincinnati next Friday night. Again, blue is what you want to text to us. We'll talk more about the Brewers playing in St. Louis tonight in just a bit. But let's get started on the Packers first as we bring Mike Clemens in to talk to us about some of the sports that we'll be able to take part in watching this weekend. Mike Clemens, how are you?
Good morning, Pat.
Good to see. Good to hear from you, rather. You're in Green Bay. You're going to be heading to Cleveland before too long?
Yep. We got practice today. We got Matt LaFleur, and we're trying to get some more answers on what happened at practice yesterday. You know, they let us in before the start of practice. We get to see the warm-ups. We get to see them do some drills, a little bit of passing around. They put up these big tarpaulins now, and it's been millions of dollars with the new convention center across the street. They don't want anybody looking in. I suppose if you're a kid with a model drone, you could take videos or something. But, you know, the top secret stuff, because they're going to be working on game plan stuff like second and third downs on a Thursday. And so they kick us out. So then, you know, it's like for the next 2 hours, you're kind of waiting around. And then you get a little text like, okay, practice is wrapping up. So you go downstairs and you stand outside the door. They open it up and you go in here and you talk to these players. And I'm talking to Isaiah McDuffie, the linebacker, about, so what about this this rookie tight end the Cleveland Browns have that you guys are going to have to cover on Sunday? Number 44, Harold Fannin Jr. out of Bowling Green, like your 67th pick overall in the draft. And he set an NFL record, most receptions from quarterback Joe Flacco for an NFL tight end in their debut. And I said, he's almost had it been like a Tucker Kraft year, right? And he didn't even blink. Said, yeah, no. And he told me about this player and how they would defend him and whatnot. And then after the locker room period's over with, they close the doors. The injury report comes out and it says Tucker Kraft, limited, suffered a knee injury. And ESPN jumps on it right away and their official sources tell him, yeah, Tucker Kraft went down today at practice with a knee injury. He's being evaluated. Like, oh, no. Oh, no. And then about 5 o'clock, NFL Network said, yeah, well, initial evaluations say they think he just may have tweaked it. Not season ending. You know, more tomorrow when LaFleur talks to you guys at 11 a.m. So it doesn't sound like he'll be playing against the Cleveland Browns this weekend. But, you know, after they're still waiting for Christian Watson to come back. And then Jaden Reed, you know, had surgery, broke his collarbone in that opening drive in the win over the Commanders. diving for that what would have been a touchdown pass. So he had surgery for his broken collarbone and his stress fracture in his left foot, the Jones fracture. And so, you know, then you're looking at Romeo Doubs and Matthew Golden as your wide receiver targets. And that's why Tucker Kraft was so favored in the last couple of games.
Well, and he was living up to the expectations. He was generating, you know, real excitement. And so now you see this and the thing with Jaden Reed. And look, I mean, injuries are part of sports. It's just that some years you see more snake bit than others. And folks could be forgiven for wondering, well, are we entering that kind of snake bite territory? Probably still too soon to say, but the lack of concern is not at 0%. Should we put it that way?
No. So, yeah. So, you know, so in terms of backups, you know, I talked to you about this during training camp. Like, after Tucker Kraft, who they really got a tight end? Because Luke Musgrave, who was drafted at the same time as he was, it was not looking good as a starter camp. Things have moved along, though, and number 88 is doing a better job of running his routes and making receptions. So this is his opportunity against an 0-2 Browns team to step up at that tight end position, make some receptions. Also, there's a guy that they picked up from the Falcons last year, big guy, kind of built like Tucker Kraft, a John Fitzpatrick, who's now had a couple catches. He seems to have passed Ben Sims, who they picked up from the Vikings last year. So they've got they've still got three more tight ends on the roster to get them through. Let's say if Tucker Kraft's out the next couple of weeks. You know, it's been really quiet this week in Green Bay after all the hoopla with their, you know, their opening game against the Lions and then their primetime game against Washington. It's kind of been like crickets this week. And you know what? I was saying to somebody in the locker room yesterday as we're in our, you know, media time, I said, this will all change next week because we go to Dallas.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, it's tough to get excited for Cleveland, but Dallas is next on the schedule the following Sunday. That's Micah a Sunday night game.
Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones and all that. So, you know, that's going to be a crazy week in the media.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you'll be able to hear the game on Civic Media, and of course, NBC will be plugging that thing like crazy. But as for this coming Sunday, again, the Packers at Cleveland. The pregame coverage will begin at 10 o'clock Sunday morning on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Wautoma. And Mike will be there in Cleveland following it all and reporting back throughout the course of the upcoming week here. So let's move over to the Badger football team. They will be opening up the Big Ten season versus Maryland on Saturday. And so the pregame there begins at 9 a.m. on stations in Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Ripon. And I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here, Mike, but much like we said about getting ready for a game in Cleveland, I'm not sensing a lot of excitement for a Badger-Maryland game, even though it is the start of the Big Ten season. But the Badgers have been a little concerning looking, shall we say, especially the way they played against Alabama.
I was just looking this morning. I think Maryland's actually favored in this one. Are they favored?
No.
The Maryland Terrapins, because they're 3-0. Now, this is the first real, you know, test for both these teams. Well, you know, last week was a test for the Badgers at the mountain they were never going to climb against Alabama down in Tuscaloosa, but they got blown out. But anyway, the Badgers at home against the Maryland Terrapins, who are 3-0, the Badgers 2-1. As you say, they kick off at 11 a.m. And, you know, it looks like Danny O'Neill will still be the starting quarterback. And after getting blown out, you know, last week, earlier in the week, a lot of fans, you know, were commenting about, like, you know, where is this program going? And they're right. I mean, I'm not sure what the identity of what Luke Fickell plans to do with the program. And then people start saying, is the guy going to be on the hot seat as they get into their Big Ten schedule? And that will really be his test. What will his record be now coming up here in the middle of the season for his record in the Big Ten? And, you know, does he get a shot at any kind of a bowl game? And I think it's pretty much, since they gave him that extension, he's got like another year, 2 year to figure out what this is going to be, to come up with some kind of identity. No question, Luke Fickell came to Madison at one of the most unique, is the best word you can think of, times in college coaching with this total change of the landscape with the NIL and the portal transfer. And, you know, but it would be a good time to really get two coordinators that you really believe in and understand, okay, what's going to work for us here in Madison?
Well, I mean, the point well taken on the time of transition with the transfer portal and the NIL deals. But, you know, you also have the notion that Luke Fickell was going to be given that, you know, you always have that first 4-year grace period because you didn't recruit these kids. And yet you're promising the moon and stars, like he's the guy that's going to get him into shape. And that's not really developing yet. So now you move on to the next phase of, well, I guess we got to get through these 4 years and then we'll really see what he's like. But if the record isn't good with the kids he was given, it doesn't instill a lot of confidence that, you know, things are going to be really great in year 5.
Well, and when you bring up recruiting, I mean, if you got a 4- or 5-star kid and you want them to get into the NFL, and on top of that, you want them to make money because now they can. You know, you used to worry about, can I get to a school that I can get into the NFL and then get drafted? Now it's like, what college is going to pay me the most?
Yeah.
And going to be the Badgers right now. So, yeah, that's, they, you know, there's a lot that they've got to figure out with their program, not just what their playbook is, not just what their schemes are, but what their finances are.
From Tony on YouTube up in Ashland, I've been a Fickell backer, but I also have no idea what they're building toward. It's not that they don't have good players. Indiana and Illinois have started from a much worse place, and they're ranked now. And, you know,
right.
Again, it's, you can put some of that on the players, but boy, there's a lot to be said about coaching. You know, it doesn't matter if you recruited them or not. It's, you got to coach what you're given. You got to play the cards you're dealt.
Right. And you know, that Carmichael program down there too, with Indiana, you know, that guy comes in like a year or so after Fickell and look what he's done, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing turnaround down there.
All right, now let's turn to the Brewers, who, again, are playing in St. Louis. Coverage begins tonight at 6:40. They swept the Angels. Their magic number is now 4. The Cubs, meanwhile, they lost. They were almost no hit by a pitcher from Cincinnati yesterday. That was really something to watch. But let's address the controversy first. Now, I'm going to put the controversy in quotes here, because I'm listening to Pat Murphy reading this letter, you know, that he said was from Bob Uecker, but there were clues in there when he's talked about like having the best road record in baseball or something. And you hear that and you go, okay, he's kind of conjuring up
the spirit of Bob Uecker, right?
And he's ad-libbing. Yeah. And I guess some folks, I don't know, didn't take kindly to it, or were they fooled by it? I don't know. How much blowback is there on Pat Murphy?
So it's Saturday night, and once again, the Brewers win a thriller. Like, I think they're 13 to come from behind win. They win 9-8 in extra innings. And then, you know, you're in the media auditorium, you're waiting for Pat Murphy to come out and do his press conference. And there's a bit of a wait, and then you think, well, they just clinched a spot in the playoffs. You know, at least somewhere in the playoffs, they clinched that. Okay. So maybe there's some kind of a celebration going on. And he comes in all dry. It's not like they're pouring champagne over each other or anything, or Gatorade or whatever. And so about halfway through the press conference, asking about what happened in that game, he was asked, did you guys have you clinched the playoffs. Did you have any kind of celebration? Yeah, we did, yeah. And he turns to the PR guy. He said, they videoed that, right? Yeah, no, you guys will see it. You know, they shot video. Oh, okay. Well, you know, everybody else kind of went home, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll keep looking for the website or Twitter or something. And about 2 a.m. comes this thing it's a video, and they've dimmed the lights. And instead of the bottles of champagne and the goggles, they've dimmed the lights, and they've got champagne glasses, and they're going to have a little classy champagne toast. Yeah. And he says, boys, I got a letter here from Bob Uecker. And Attanasio hands it to him, and he reads it. And it sounds just like Uecker. Hey, howdy, boys. Yeah, I'm up there in this baseball team in heaven, and gee, you know, I'm the third catcher, albeit, and everybody laughs.
Yeah,
because it sounds just like Uecker. But at the point when he starts saying, hey, congratulations on best record on the road this year and best this, best that, all right, well, obviously this isn't something Bob wrote before he passed.
Yeah.
So people start arguing about this back and forth. He got a million tweets before Monday night, like two days later, the Brewers came out and said, yeah, okay, Murphy wrote that. It wasn't actually from Bob. We probably should have been more clear about that. Like,
you know what?
That was a whole weird seance,
it
right?
It worked. But it works. The team is still hot, and they've got St. Louis coming up this weekend. Mike Clemens, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Travel safe.
Thank you, final
news and notes from Lake Wissota after this. You're up north.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
All right, Free Ticket Friday, last call from this program. You've got about 7 more minutes to text in the word blue, like the color, B-L-U-E. Text in blue through the Civic Media app for your chance to win 4 tickets to see the Brewers versus Cincinnati next Friday night. And again, there will be more keywords throughout the course of the day, more chances to enter, and then one lucky statewide winner we'll get the tickets to the Brewers game. And like I said, only the one homestand next week that I'm looking forward to going to one of the games there.
Oh, which game are you going to? I'm going to.
I'm going Saturday.
I am also going Saturday. Are you using the Civic Media tickets?
I am not. Are you?
I am. Because that's the only way I go to Brewer games now.
and you didn't even have to enter a contest to do it. No, I've my college buddy and I are going, and we have used the Civic Media tickets, and bless him, he's like, that those are great, thank you for doing that, but I want to be able to do something nice too. So he took care of the tickets for next weekend's game.
Nice.
So that'll be good to get together, which means if I'm going to go to the game next Saturday, it means I'm going to come pester you next Thursday and Friday and do the shows from down there in Madison and in beautiful palatial studio A2. If and only if
insect
call
infested.
In the Orkin man,
yeah.
And maybe get rid of that monstrous centipede thing that was crawling up your leg earlier.
Yeah, I don't know if we actually said that on air or not. If for our listeners who aren't watching on the live stream, I did eventually see the little critter that was on my leg, and it was like an inch long centipede looking thing. Oh,
you made it sound like it was 8 feet long.
It felt like it was 8 feet long.
2 hours ago during the history lesson, suddenly Greg Bach and I see Parker almost climbing up on his chair, shaking around. He thought a spider was crawling up his leg, and then it crawled up again. And then he later found the offending critter, and it was this centipede thing that is still loose in your studio somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's still loose. I took a picture of it, though, because my generation would rather document a problem than fix a problem.
Than actually solve it, right?
Yeah. So
I keep expecting, in the background, I keep expecting to see Luke Mathers in a hazmat suit with like a giant fly swatter or a Louisville slugger to come after this thing. Alicia's with you here. She's got an emoji up there and says, yep, I'd have been screaming if she was in there.
Actually, now that you mentioned the Louisville Slugger, there is a bat in the office somewhere. I think it's in the trafficking office.
Okay, I hope you like the Louisville Slugger,
because
I think a real bat getting in there would put you over the edge if it's flapping around.
I don't want to think about that, Pat. Why would you put that?
Did you have it at Whitewater? Did you have bats that would sometimes get into off-campus housing or things like that?
Not
because in
Eau
Claire it was a regular thing,
where
somebody lived off campus, older homes, and there'd be a bat, and there'd always be some buddies who'd come over to help the damsel in distress, and the going rate then was a case of 12 pack of beer if That's you fair. Needed somebody to come kill a bat for you.
Kill?
Well, of course, kill.
Don't kill the bats.
Or let it out. Whatever.
Yes, let it out.
Look, we're up here. Do we just catch and release our deer? No, we kill them.
That's
how it works up here. We hunt up here. We go hunting for bats and centipedes and everything else.
But you eat the deer. You can eat the deer. You don't eat the bat. We know what happened last time somebody ate a bat.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, it turns out he lived a pretty long life.
Did
he sold more albums, but that's an Ozzy Osbourne story for another time. So, okay. So bats were not an issue by you there. All right.
No, I don't think so.
No, that's fine. That's totally okay.
We did spot raccoons.
Tony notes Ozzy ate the bat and he lived for a long time. Alicia says Parker is a tougher man. This Navy vet won't mess with that. So there you go. You got one up on the Navy veteran
There couldn't have been a lot of critters on the aircraft carriers though, right?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, because you dock at different points and things get in. And I mean, that's how things get transported from one continent to the others. They find just the way to the right way to hitch a ride.
If anyone was listening anymore, they're gone now.
Well, why would you say that?
About critters and I want to leave.
Oh, well, Alicia responded. Here it is. Rats.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Rats.
Ah.
That's the thing. I didn't want to say it, but I have so weirded out Parker today. We really got to
turn
to something else here. The something. What's the other thing that we get on the ships? Alicia says Navy sailors. Well, yeah, there's that too. There's some critters amongst them as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going into this weekend whimsical. Because we had plans originally with some friends, but they had to cancel. There was an issue with a parent who's not in great health and everything. And you've seen the weather forecast from Brittany. I mean, it's as hit or miss as it gets.
Yeah.
So we've just decided we have to just kind of play it loose. I mean, especially with the weather. If the weather's nice, we might go to Oktoberfest. Okay. If the weather's really nice, we'll get on the boat one last time. Here we thought we don't, we're already done, but we'll make it one more. Or if the weather's just iffy enough to go outside, we'll get some yard work done. I've noticed a lot more leaves have fallen in the past 24 hours.
Yes.
They haven't really started coming down yet, but they're making their appearance known.
Yeah, there's one tree that's come down a lot.
And who knows? It might be a total washout, and I'm just watching the Brewers and the Badgers and the Packers all weekend.
Yeah.
We will see.
That's okay. So, both those are great.
But this is not like me. We are planners. We are very much. I mean, I already told you where I'm going to be next weekend with you and with the baseball game and everything else. I know where I am the couple of weekends after that. And so we're here. It's like that Saturday Night Live skit where the teleprompter goes out, and we're just like, what do we do?
Well,
I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? There's going to be a lot of that tomorrow over coffee as we decide what it's going to be. But that'll just give us something to talk about on Monday, which is what we do.
Along a weekend with, of adventure.
We can't just do news and politics if we learned anything today. Have fun with the Whitewater game, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
You have a good time doing whatever it is you end up doing.
Whatever it is. Again, it's a weekend of whimsy. We'll just see. Up North News is the Wisconsin digital outlet for Courier, a pro-democracy news network building a more informed, engaged, and representative America. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Enjoy your weekend of whimsy. We'll see you Monday morning, 6 a.m. here up north.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. About a week and a half until government funding runs out. Today, the House and Senate will vote on short-term stopgap measures. A Republican plan includes close to $90 million to boost security for federal officials, says ABC Stephen Portnoy.
But some Republicans say the measure doesn't include enough money to protect lawmakers in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Democrats say the bill should contain an extension of expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. The Senate will take up both parties' proposals, but neither is expected to cross the critical 60-vote threshold.
Today, the CDC's vaccine advisory panel will vote on whether to change vaccination recommendations for hepatitis B. The nation's leading OBGYN groups calling for increased cannabis screening before, during, and after pregnancy, citing a misperception that cannabis use is safe during pregnancy. President Trump is speaking with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Trade and TikTok expected to top the agenda. This is ABC News.